There are a lot of settings on your camera, and if you've been shooting with it or just fiddling around with it, there's no telling how it might be configured right now. To make sure that your camera matches mine, we're going to now reset it to the factory defaults. This feature can be a handy thing to do if you ever sell your camera. I suppose you could also do it if you just get the camera so messed up that you can't figure out why it's doing a particular thing, but at that point, I would encourage you to really try to figure out why it's doing what it's doing so that you can understand it better. Think of reset as kind of a nuclear option. Note that when we do this reset, we're not going to end up resetting the clock. The menu item that we want to access is not available in Scene Intelligent Auto mode, so we need to be in program mode. So I'm going to change the mode now. To make a change to the mode dial, you just press down on this button in the middle of the dial and then turn it. And so now I'm over here on the P. It's lined up with that little white mark right there. In program mode, I will get a much larger array of menus to choose from here. And so what we're looking for is over here in the tools menu. So I'm going to press the Q button a couple of times until I get over to here. And now you can see I'm on the first page. I'm looking for something called Clear All Camera Settings, which is right here. It's in the very last page of these menus. So I'm going to hit the Set button, which takes me to this page that asks me to confirm Clear All Camera Settings. So I can turn my dial here to move over to OK, hit the Set button, takes it a moment, and it wipes everything back to the defaults. If you'd like to know what those default settings are, you can look on page 56 of your manual. They're all listed in there. One thing you might notice here is the screen is a little bit dimmer now than it was before because we had brightened up the screen to make it more visible on camera, and it has reset that back to where it was before. Later, we'll be showing you how to change the screen brightness. With your camera settings cleared, you should now be facing the exact same set of parameters and configurations that I am, and hopefully that'll make it a little bit easier for you to follow along.